Democrat Senator Tom Sherman joining us. He's from the Seacoast side of things, also a medical doctor. He's been on before, forming an exploratory committee, to which is a step away, if you will, of making a run. But is he going to be the main Democrat challenging Governor Sununu or not? Senator Sherman, thanks for joining us, GMI Studios, on this Wednesday. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Doing okay. So you're going to be exploring the process, formally going to be going around and testing the waters, as they say. The calendar year, as you know, in the Senate race, they're already going. Republicans challenging each other for the chance to run against Senator Hassan, the first district. We have the race is fully underway. How long are you going to explore, and how seriously are you looking at running for governor?
Well, the first answer is probably about 3 to 5 weeks of exploration. It allows me time to finish assembling my team, which is pretty much ready to go. And also, you know, the first step was to register with the state my Dr. Tom Sherman for Governor committee. Mm-hmm. And being able to go out and talk to people all across the state, Republicans, independents, Democrats, understand what their concerns and hopes are. And I think hopes is the more important word. And then also, as you know, the reality is you have to be able to fundraise in a significant way. I've always done very well in my Senate races, but going statewide and testing those waters is going to be critical in whether or not I can move forward. So I should have a really good sense of that within the month.
Now, the timing of this interview, Senator Sherman, is pretty good because the governor is going to deliver his State of the State tomorrow. And you and as you and I know, it's a chance for a governor to sort of set the stage and the world as they see it. I predict, I may be wrong, the governor is going to talk about COVID numbers coming down, which is something I want to come back to you on since you're a doctor. He's going to talk about the revenue fiscal situation with those revenue numbers stronger than expected over the next 2 years. $283 million is a big good miss, as they say. He may talk about the Cato distinction of New Hampshire being the freest state in the country. And he may get into some educational areas or what the state will do with this extra money or bail reform. But what do you expect the governor to say? And where would you be critical if you were sort of doing the Democrat response in the State of the State or going into it? Where would you find some criticism at the job the governor is doing?
Well, you know, I would love to do the Democratic response. And it always helps to know what he has said before responding. But, you know, if he claims credit for the COVID numbers, I think that would be a major stretch. The reality is that the governor's lack of leadership left us with at least 2 months behind the game. We weren't ready for the FDA approving vaccine boosters last fall. We weren't prepared for pediatric boosters. And that left us incredibly exposed in Delta. And we knew that, you know. If you went and looked at the hospitals, which he eventually did, but really wasn't at their side understanding exactly what they were facing. Although, honestly, Senator Hassan was there and Congressman Pappas was there. We really missed the curve. And I've said before, the governor's response was like putting plywood on your house in the middle of a hurricane. The reality is that back in August, I sat down with the commissioner. I said, what are we doing? We had a dozen cases of Delta variant, and she described what we were doing, which wasn't a whole lot. And then, of course, we ran into running to a fiscal committee and an executive council, both from the governor's party, denying $27 million in federal funding that would have jump-started us and gotten us a much better place for Delta and Omicron. So my feeling is that we had a lot of preventable illness and preventable death, and now they're all coming down. Well, they do all come down eventually. That's what we've seen with COVID. But the most important thing that will happen is whether or not the governor will take the opportunity to make sure the state is prepared either for another variant of COVID, which is likely to happen. This is a very surprising virus. It really does want to keep going, and it does change rapidly, and that's worldwide. But also, we've learned from the pandemic that we have to be ready for a pandemic. We don't want to get caught flat-footed again.
Right. Dr. Tom Sherman, Democrat, state senator, exploring a run for governor with the hope of challenging Governor Sununu. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. We only have a few moments to get back again soon, Senator. Income and sales tax, does New Hampshire need either?
No.
Okay.
And by the way, let me be super clear about that. I have never voted for an income tax. It's a ridiculous claim that the Republicans tried to use. In fact, that's the only thing they ran on back in 2020 was something we didn't do. On the other hand, we did vote. In fact, we entered into the budget a large amount of return of property tax money to the municipalities, $40 million over the biennium in 2019 budget, which was not in the governor's budget, but it was something we negotiated into the compromise budget. So totally committed to lowering property taxes, and there is no need for any broad-based tax.
And, Senator, let me ask you on the question of woman's choice. Governor Sununu says he's pro-choice, can't control the executive council and how they're going to vote to fund Planned Parenthood. Do you believe the governor is pro-choice in terms of people who look at that as an important issue as we get into the midterms?
Well, no, that's a ridiculous claim to say you're pro-choice when you've signed into law one of the most restrictive and cruel abortion bans ever in the country. You know, maybe Texas, maybe Mississippi, and then New Hampshire, where the state legislature and Governor Sununu are now forcing women to undergo clinically unnecessary invasive ultrasounds. It's cruel. And then the other side of this is criminalizing doctors. You know, we have the second best, just from national standards, we have this probably the number two program in the country in maternal fetal medicine up at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. It is likely to be decimated by these felony charges that can be brought against the doctor doing what is clinically appropriate in the third trimester in the case of a fatal fetal anomaly. The governor's bill, the governor's abortion ban, is going to force women to carry a baby to term even if the baby has no chance of survival. And that actually increases the risk to the mother, and it certainly is cruel for the baby. So Governor
Sununu
cannot claim to be that.
Okay, Senator, we appreciate the time. We're at the top of the hour. Senator Tom Sherman, Democrat, will get you back on again soon. We just have a minute left, Senator. I want to ask you, you're exploring a run. You said 3 to 5 weeks to get your team together. But have you made up your mind you're running for governor?
I would love to have the opportunity to continue to serve the people of New Hampshire in the way that I think we can actually address the challenges that face us. But also, you know, we have so much opportunity for more prosperity.
Right. But have you made up the mind personally that you're going to run for governor?
I have made up my mind that if I can, I will run for governor.
All right, Senator Tom Sherman, thanks for being candid. We'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Wednesday. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.